You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. All right, so the first case of MERS is in the United States. Now, the MERS, the MERS, or the Middle East Respiratory Syndrome, has caused a lot of concern because I believe we've been hearing a 30% death rate with this virus. It's a coronavirus, and it's a coronavirus that's deadly, and it's been pretty rampant in certain areas in Saudi Arabia, and I guess it's called the MERS-CoV. They say the people who develop this develop a severe acute respiratory illness with fever, cough, shortness of breath. Actually, it's been in, I believe, most of the Arabian Peninsula. It's very easily spread, close contact, droplet transmission, etc. And the situation has been evolving. And we get a little nervous because when you hear people die of something, and nowadays with people being able to travel, et cetera, you know, very easily, it could be just, you know, less than a week before we even start to see outbreaks occur that quickly. You know, we're talking about scorpions, how I believe we had an Arizona bark scorpion in my house yesterday. Those are extremely poisonous. My husband had done some research. He said that basically it was the palm trees brought in from Arizona. It was palm trees, believe it or not, that brought the bark scorpion here into Nevada where I live. And then now we have bark scorpion. So, you know, things get brought in. And it spread person to person, etc. We don't know where the virus started. They think it was from an animal source, all right, like camels in Qatar, Egypt, Saudi Arabia. They think they found it in a bat in Saudi Arabia. So they don't know how the camels got it. But, yeah, the CDC is concerned. May 2nd, 2014, the first confirmed case of MERS-CoV was reported in a traveler in the United States. Thus far, it's the only confirmed case. And it's, you know, of course, it's concerning because, you know, do we have anything that could stop it? What do we do to treat it? Well, it is a virus. And so, you know, it should be something that we could eventually, shall we say, form a vaccine to. Okay, I mean, we've been able to form vaccines to other sorts of viruses, the flu virus, the swine flu virus, etc. Do we have anything now? No. No, we don't. What about like Tamiflu? Does Tamiflu help? Well, that's something that we're researching, okay? We're researching Tamiflu or other sort of antivirals. But your job right now is if you do start to have any abrupt coughing, fever, malaise, any sort of symptoms that you would think would be flu, but it's you know, then I would say don't mess with it. Go and, you know, say, you know, look, while you're checking me for, you know, while you're checking me for all these other things, check me for MERS. To protect yourself, don't forget, always wash your hands. Always wash your hands, etc. Soap and water for about 20 seconds. Sing the happy birthday song. That always seems to help. Hand sanitizer. Make sure you're covering your nose and mouth when you cough or sneeze. Throw the tissue in the trash and not in your pocket and keep it over the next week. You want to avoid touching your eyes and nose and mouth with unwashed hands. You want to be careful kissing anybody with a weird cough. Don't kiss. Don't share their cups. Don't share eating utensils. You know, this is something that I found I was very guilty of when I was younger, okay? I thought it was rude to not, if somebody offered me a drink, to go and pour it in another cup and drink it, or try to take another straw or something like that, was rude. So I would very, you know, try to comfortably display that I had no problem putting my mouth on something that they had their mouth on, you know, because it looked rude. Still, don't you guys get a little kind of ticked off when you're like, here, try this, and then somebody's like, oh, I got to find a whole new napkin and a whole new fork and a whole new this and a whole new this. Is it disgusting to eat off of somebody else's fork? Yes, it is disgusting. It's very disgusting. is it disgusting to drink somebody else's backwash? It is. But in American culture, it's frowned upon for you to, you know, kind of push away somebody else's saliva, I don't know, salivated on contaminated food. Okay, can we, like, all now, as of today, just get rid of that whole social faux pas and let's just all, you know, go, okay, you know, if you want me to try something, like doesn't Baskin-Robbins, didn't they use those little baby spoons? So you wanted to get a sample? So you had those little baby white spoons that, I mean, barely was the size of a tooth, and they would use a soup spoon or a ladle, for crying out loud, so they'd have those little baby plastic spoons that would break because the ice cream was so frozen hard. Yeah, exactly. And so you take that, and yeah, so I think that's what you need to do, because this is some scary stuff. Again, no treatments right now. We're just doing supportive measures in the hospital. But again, this was just one case that came to America. So my guess is they're checking to see if we could use Tamiflu, acyclovir, etc. Lab tests. I believe there is a lab test for MERS-CoV. Okay, it's not routinely available, but I think some of the state health departments have it, the CDC, etc. So if there is an issue, you go to the hospital, and also have a family member contact the health department, so hopefully they could bring to the hospital the test kit. Okay, not too bad. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. It's been a little nerve-wracking for me because there was a scorpion in the house, and so we kind of talked about scorpions, and I feel like there's something in my shoe, and I am so afraid to take my foot out of my shoe. What I'm hoping is that the foot odor can kill the scorpion, but I know I got to take off my shoe. I'm just freaked out that there's a scorpion in my shoe. You get that way. America the Miserable. I love this headline from Daily Mail. They say that there are half of residents of Illinois and Connecticut wish they could move, but Montana people and Hawaii people are happy. I love these studies that look at the happiest states. This is very, very interesting. I live in Nevada, and Nevada apparently ranges one of the states that many people desire to move to another state. That kind of makes no sense. All right. So the top 10 states that people want to flee are Illinois, Connecticut, Maryland, Nevada, Rhode Island, New Jersey, New York, Massachusetts, Louisiana, and Mississippi. The states where people want to stay put: Montana, Hawaii, Maine, Oregon, New Hampshire, Texas, Colorado, Minnesota, South Dakota, and Wyoming. Probably because y'all play the Dr. Dahlia Show. Don't go away.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Friends, this is Alex Jones for MidasResources.com. For more than 15 years, I have exclusively used Midas Resources for all my precious metal needs. Whether it's bullion or collectibles you're looking for, Midas Resources is simply the best. I own my gold as a hedge against inflation. This Federal Reserve fiat currency could go the way of the Deutschmark and the Weimar Republic anytime. In these historically dangerous times, it makes sense to physically hold gold and silver. Midas already has some of the best deals in the industry. But if you give them a call and mention the radio special, they will give you a list of the day's super specials. Midas brokers are standing by to answer all your questions at 800-686-2237. They also have a lot of informative free literature explaining the opportunities and risk of holding precious metals. They are ready to answer your questions at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
this alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
This is such a hard song to dance to. Do-do-do. So you got to kind of do a little tushy wiggle at the do-do-do. You got to dance it right. I don't know. I was never very good at figuring out how to dance to certain songs. I'll samba to the completely wrong type of song. But that's just me. For those who join us, this is the Dr. Dahlia Show. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Well, you know, we were coming up on break, so I was, quickly going through the states that, people are the most happy and the states that aren't the most happy. Usually whenever I see these Gallup polls, you know, I kind of take them with a grain of salt. But let me just quickly touch upon what is kind of significant about a study such as that. They found that 1 in 3 Americans wish they could pull up their roots and move to another state, okay? Like the grass is always greener on the other side of the fence type of thing. Yet half of the residents in Illinois and Connecticut say they want to move if they could. Apparently 14% of New York residents say the taxes are too high and they want to move. Studies like this, even though I know a lot of you guys think, oh, fluff piece, Donnie's talking about a fluff piece. Not really. Think about it. When you are hearing that a lot of people want to uproot, that could be a good thing and that could be a bad thing. I mean, think from an economy perspective, okay? Let's say Californians, I don't know where Californians were on this list, but, you know, we were able to sell our house because somebody from California, my guess is, didn't like the, didn't like the taxes. And we had people coming from California wanting to look at our house. So that's kind of a good thing depending on where you live. So, even though I don't wish high taxes on anybody, having high taxes in a state next to yours It's kind of nice because then they hopefully come to your state and it helps boost your economy. Then if your economy is boosted and your residents seem to make a lot of money, they sometimes will then go back and buy a fancier, more expensive California house. And that's how it's the circle of life. That's how things go. The only thing is when you have a stagnant economy and people want to flee their state, all right, we're getting little boosts in certain areas. Like the Dakotas and Montana have been, I don't want to say immune, but a lot more protected with the recession than some of these other states. Now, I've been to Montana. I get that. I mean, wow. I've been to Hawaii. Wow. Maine, I've never been to, but it's on my wish list. Oh, my gosh. Oregon, I've never been to, but if it looks anything like Seattle, I could see why. Never been to New Hampshire. I've been to Texas. I love Texas. I can move to Texas in a heartbeat. Colorado, gorgeous. Minnesota, never been, but my base camp for our Genesis Communication Network is there. So, hell yeah, all the more reason to hang out. It's very hard for them to fire you when you're like a next-door neighbor. South Dakota, Wyoming, etc. Yet Nevada, I live in Nevada. Nevada was number 4 on the state's residents most want to quote-unquote flee. Now, people don't want to flee Nevada. Nevada, especially Las Vegas, has been unfortunately stereotyped as kind of a, you know, just kind of like a temporary holding ground or like a purgatory. No, it's not. Vegas is great. If you've ever, you know, if you've ever looking beyond the beautiful strip, we got some amazing communities, lots of gorgeous parks, great schools. It actually is very good. I know everybody likes to bag on Vegas because they're jealous of Vegas, you know, because we're always sparkly and people like to come here. But it really is nice. And if it wasn't for us who live out here, Vegas Strip and the corridor couldn't exist. So, you know, we Vegas people deserve a pat on our back. But, you know, are we over putting too much importance on quote-unquote being happy? You know, the one thing I notice is whenever I start to get comfortable and then I lose some of that comfortableness, I start to complain. But then if I go back to the older days where, you know, when I had nothing, you know, you would go, okay, well, then what am I complaining about? The big problem we had with this recession, and we're still in it, I don't care what people say, was a lot of us were living the high life. Many of us had homes that we couldn't afford. We did. My husband and I did. It was great. The value went up. Well, when the value went up, I could use the equity in my home to pay off my student loans. It was awesome. I was able to get a little Mini Cooper car. Do you guys remember when I was driving around my little Mini Cooper? I don't know if I had any pictures of me with the Mini Cooper putting up. I loved the little Mini Cooper. It saved money on gas. I loved it. It wasn't the fanciest vehicle, but to me, it was like my first luxury vehicle, my Mini Cooper. I was like so happy, especially with the crappy cars I was driving before. All of a sudden, the recession hits. Everybody has to downsize, and it's now we're not happy anymore. We want to move. We want to leave. You know, and from another perspective, one thing I think that's really, really wrong with this city is we don't have depth and longevity of our communities and our families. I think it's really, really cool when you have a fifth generation family member working the same restaurant. To me, that is pretty damn cool. And we don't have that anymore. The idea of getting up and moving, being a piece of cake, is one of the reasons why my family is just completely diasporaed across the United States and the world. Okay, whatever happened to all of us kind of living on the same block? Not that I want to live next to my family, not that they want to live with me, but the idea now of they aren't roots, okay? Like this study, about a third of Americans, if you look at the average, have no problem digging up the roots and leaving. Well, it's because we're not implanting roots to begin with. Now, if we don't implant roots, how does that hurt us? Okay, well, number one is, from an economic standpoint, you're not investing, you're not, you know, giving to the community, you're not investing both psychologically and financially into the community you're in. Okay, that's kind of a biggie. Psychologically, too. You know, you're not, from a psychological perspective, you know, feeling like you're a part of the community. We do need to feel like we're of a part of a group, a part of a family. We found it's a hell of a lot healthier to do. You know, when you are a part of a community and the community knows you, it's a family. I've been in Vegas now for so long that I'd actually be afraid to live anywhere else. You know, yeah, I could uproot and I could, you know, I could probably move to Texas or New York and I would probably make more friends, etc. But you see, Vegas is my home. Does anybody feel like where they live is their home? Oh, I never liked it. Well, why don't you like it? Why don't you like it? Okay, then move where you like and then set that up. Also, you know, the idea that you could just uproot roots at a moment notice. Okay, that to me is really unnerving. Maybe that's the reason why people don't get married anymore. Or why the divorce rate is still high. Okay, the concept of we not needing to have roots disturbs me. Okay, what are roots of a plant? It keeps it anchored. It's a nutritional supply. It brings in fluid. It also provides shade for others. Those roots allow something to be there that's communal, that helps the community and helps itself. If we're a plant that doesn't have any roots, we could topple over easier, right? The stronger the roots, the stronger you stand. And I'm not trying to get all psychological and do a lot of psychobabble with you guys, but think about it. You know, my folks moved multiple times, so I went to 12 different schools. So I really didn't have roots. Luckily, it was roughly in the same area, whether it was Vegas or Phoenix. So I feel I have some roots there, but I find it very unsettling. I don't have long-term people I grew up with. I have very, very few because I moved all the time. And, you know, when are we going to go back to, okay, this is where I'm going to stay, this is where I'm going to make my business, and this is where I'm going to make it work. Now, true, the internet has changed all that. You could have a business now, and you could be anywhere in the country and still run that business. And for some of us, that's great. It's a positive. There's always positives and negatives, you know, and I get that. We have a society now where it doesn't make sense to sit there and have a mom-and-pop shop on the same corner, you know, for generations. I think that's cool. I prefer that style of America, but that's not the way it is. Right now, you could think that somebody, in fact, I think I take people aback when I ask them, you know, I'll get called by casting agencies, et cetera, or whatever, and I'm like, where are you out of? You know, well, New York, California, Tennessee, you know, because they sound like they're right there. They sound like they're coming into town. You know, where is your base? And some of them are like, well, you know, the offices are based here, but I'm here, and it's, to me, it's very unsettling. You know, I don't like not knowing that there's some base home. So I just kind of found that fascinating, and I wanted to share with you how we're kind of a rootless society right now. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Tuna sandwiches can help reduce depression if you're a woman. They say omega-3 fatty acids may combine with female sex hormones to help the brain. Excuse me, they say eating fish can help keep the blues away, but in women, because, of course, women, female sex hormones, and I got a lot of them. Apparently, research discovered that having seafood in your weekly menu at least twice a week reduces the risk of depression among females by 25%, but they said fish did really nothing for our men. This was published in the American Journal of Epidemiology, so I guess we need to get our omega-3s so we don't boo-hoo. I like boohooing. I feel better. Don't go away. 1-877-DOCDALI.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or
serious,
you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
Mother's Day is right around the corner. If you haven't ordered your Mother's Day flowers yet, make sure to visit ProFlowers.com for an amazing deal. ProFlowers has a Mother's Day special for radio listeners. Get 100 gorgeous blooms for mom with a free glass vase for $19.99. And if you want to make her day even more special, upgrade to a premium vase and add gourmet chocolates for just $9.99 more. Mom will be so happy when she unwraps her beautiful bouquet of blooms, guaranteed to stay fresh and beautiful for at least one full week. Each time she looks at her Mother's Day flowers, she'll think of you. But hurry, this deal expires soon, so make sure to place your order today. The only way to get this incredible deal is to go to proflowers.com/radio right now and enter the code PLOW, P-L-O-W, proflowers.com/radio, code PLOW, P-L-O-W. That's proflowers.com/radio and enter code PLOW, P-L-O-W.
Springtime is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know spring is the time to stock up at herbalhealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for spring specials, including our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia and Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite Intestinal Freedom and Warwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for spring at herbalhealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to herbalhealer.com and click on Spring Specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy.
So thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. Well, you know, the discussion of medical marijuana and legalized marijuana unfortunately gets blurred. We've talked about this topic a lot, but I love it when we have somebody that has a lot more knowledge on the subject, especially from a legal perspective. So I have one of my favorite people, John Seaman, a retired DEA agent of 25 years. This guy is phenomenal joining us today. And let him kind of enlighten us. John, how you doing today?
How you doing?
Hey, John. So good, good. Tell us really quickly about your experience as a DEA agent.
I've got 25 years in with the DEA. And I've got a total of almost 30 years with regular law enforcement. I mean, on top of that, 30 years of being a law enforcement officer or agent.
Well, man, thank you for your service. Wow.
So what do you need to know about medical marijuana?
Yeah, so lay it on us. You were, thank you again. You were at one of our fundraisers for the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society. So you wanted to kind of share how people are kind of misguided by legalized marijuana. What is your take on it?
Well, my take on it is that you've got a battle going on where there's a debate for the first time ever where you're debating the medical uses of a controlled one substance on whether it has any medical purposes, okay? And in looking at the studies, yes, does marijuana have some sort of medical purpose? When we're talking about marijuana, the audience needs to know we're only talking about two of the precursors out of 500 in the marijuana plant, those being THC and the other one, I believe, PCHP or something like that. Those mm-hmm. are the only two that show any kind of benefit to the medical issue in ants. You've got a total of 498 other precursors that nobody has a clue what those precursors will do to the human body, because as the drug being illegal, there's never been any long-term studies on what those precursors do.
Right, exactly. Now, you know, if you, being in law enforcement with your history, you know, a lot of the arguments that we make is, let's let our police officers not have to deal with, you know, the small petty crimes of some marijuana being in the car. You know, if we legalize it, we get to free up our police officers. How do you feel about that statement?
Well, it's kind of what they're throwing into the argument to is you're talking about two different issues here. Medical marijuana, if it's due to a medical problem, okay, and that's what the push is for medical marijuana, that it helps AIDS patients, it helps cancer patients increase their appetite and so forth, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So if you're talking about a medical use only, then don't put it into a rouge to make it make marijuana for recreational use, because they're two different parts. Now, for medical marijuana, if it's proven that those two things are helpful as far as medicine, I have no issue with that at all. And then the question would be, why then are we having all licensing, all these private enterprises to open up marijuana stores when you could just keep it as you could, like cocaine, where you have a doctor do a prescription or sign something, goes to a pharmacy, so people have legitimate medical uses. They would go to a pharmacy, get their THC or whatever the compound is, and then go back and deal with their medical issue. But to use it as an open door to make recreational marijuana uses among the public is crazy.
Let me ask you from a law enforcement. Do police officers secretly just want this legalized because they don't want to waste their time on small, possession charges? Or do police usually don't even go after them anyway, and that's why it's kind of a false illegal, law anyway?
Well, it's kind of a false argument, because police officers normally are not going to are looking for people with small amounts of marijuana on. Okay, that's not their purpose. However, if they stop a suspect or somebody involved in a crime or a suspicion of a crime, and hence they have illegal drugs on them, yes, they have to enforce the law, and they're going to arrest that person based on whatever they found on the person. Mm-hmm. But they're not going out and looking for it on the deal. The argument that the left uses, or the marijuana people that want to legalize this for recreational use, is they put a lot of information out there that is disingenuous. And I'll give you three examples. One is they claim that there's no compelling evidence that marijuana contributes to traffic accidents and fatalities. Well, my question would be, how do they know? Because there's no testing that's being done or any test available to test somebody on what their level of THC compound is. There's nothing available right now. So how can you make that claim? Another claim they make is that they say the rate of marijuana, if you legalize the medical usage, that the rate among young will go down. Well, I'm here to tell you that's a false premise, because back in the 90s, we got marijuana uses among young down to 20%. Then it went up to 40 in the late 2000s. And now you're looking at, in the states that have legalized marijuana for recreational use, they're over 60% of the young population. Which is crazy, because you're going down that road. And then the third one is, which is close to my heart, is it says marijuana is a good protection against formation of cancer cells. Well, I have a real issue with that, because here's the question. We put all this money into tobacco, to go after tobacco for the secondhand smoke and everything else. Well, the preferred method of marijuana is what? Smoking. And so marijuana is five times more carcinogenic than a cigarette. And studies have shown that marijuana smokers that smoke cigarettes and marijuana have an increased level of lung cancer. That's a fact. Now, they've never made a study yet on marijuana usage among people, again, because it was an illegal drug. And there's never been any comprehensive study to prove that marijuana would cause some sort of lung cancer.
John, you being from a doctor, I agree.
Yeah.
John, from a law enforcement perspective, how are police feeling when it comes to drivers? Like, if we were to legalize marijuana like it is in Colorado, what's law enforcement's attitude about people driving under the influence and how to test them?
Well, that's going to create, that's one of the arguments that you make is when you go to that level and you're going to legalize recreational use, you're already putting the horse before, or the cart before the horse, because there is, law enforcement isn't prepared and set up to be able to handle what you want to call marijuana DUIs.
Mm-hmm.
Again, there's no testing to be able to say how many marijuana cigarettes you smoke today, what's the THC level in the compound, do you reach a certain level like you do for alcohol that they have proven scientific tests for. In marijuana, there is none. So how is a law enforcement officer going to be able to say, well, this person's under the influence, other than the person telling the officer that he smoked a joint or something? That's the problem.
So is it safe to say that law enforcement, even though the assumption is, you know, they don't want to have to deal with the extra arrests when it comes to marijuana, it would be more of a stressor having drivers that could be possibly under the influence, and most law enforcement isn't for this?
No, I would say that most of, I think law enforcement, they don't want to get involved in, if they, you know, since this is going state by state, they don't want to get involved in being the buffers of saying yay or nay. Okay, they're private citizens just like anybody else. They just happen to be sworn officers. However, the problem is you still have a federal law that under federal law, marijuana is a controlled substance, number one, and it's an illegal, period. There is no discretion. And federal law trumps any kind of state law.
Agree. Well, John, we're coming up on break. It was so nice to have you. Thank you so much. Loving having your experience and being able for you to share your thoughts. I really appreciate it. John Seaman, retired DEA agent. You take care.
Hey, thanks.
All right, guys, we're going to be right back. We're coming up on a break. 1-877-DOC-DALLI, 1-877-DOC-DALLI.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Hey everyone, have you heard about the no-no hair removal device that's sweeping the globe? If you want to go weeks without shaving and get smooth, professional, quality results, here's our favorite host, Cheryl, for No-No Hair Removal.
Thanks. Hey, gals, I love talking about my No-No. It's this cute little hair removal system that you can take with you and use almost anywhere at home or on the road. No more expensive in-office treatments, painful waxing, and no more wasting your valuable time. Got unwanted facial hair? No-No has patented Thermacon technology that works on all hair and skin colors, so it's perfect for using on all body parts. And now you can take advantage of this incredible risk-free trial. Get the No-No, the facial kit, a travel case, and a $100 discount shopping card, and you don't risk a penny to try it. Try the incredible No-No hair completely risk-free. Call 1-800-953-6062. That's 800-953-6062. 800-953-6062.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Can heart and body extract help with other ailments besides heart conditions, high blood pressure, clogged arteries, or unbalanced cholesterol? It did for Karen.
I've been using heart and body extract for approximately 2 weeks. I've had an earwax buildup problem for many years, with over-the-counter stuff not working at all. I have very poor hearing due to this earwax buildup. Well, after 2 weeks of taking heart and body extract, my earwax buildup almost completely cleared up. Could this be the effect of better body circulation?
Heart and Body Extract is an effective 100% organic nutritional supplement specially formulated to allow your body to heal itself.
My hearing is almost completely back to normal. I'm amazed.
Order by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for long and healthy life.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Again, big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Tom working the dials, and a big thanks to you all for tuning in so diligently. We really do appreciate it. Remember, you can download us on your iPhone app or your Android app, as well as we're on iHeart, GCM Live, Talk Superstation, so many stations out there, affiliates throughout the country on our coast-to-coast broadcast. So please definitely tune in whenever you can. So this was interesting. News today broke where a divided U.S. Supreme Court gave government officials more room to allow us to have our religious prayers during town meetings. The justices voted 5-4, saying officials don't have to require prayers to be non-sectarian. Two residents argued that the town of Greece is unconstitutionally coercing its citizens by inviting local religious leaders to deliver monthly prayers. And they oftenly invoke Jesus. Jesus in these prayers. The ruling was the court's first on this issue in 3 decades, extending the 1983 decision that said legislative bodies could begin sessions with non-denominational blessings. The court today applied that decision to local government meetings. They say legislative prayer lends gravity to public businesses, reminds lawmakers to transcend petty differences in pursuit of a higher purpose, and expresses a common aspiration to a just and peaceful society, according to Justice Anthony Kennedy. Now, I didn't know this, but the vast majority of state legislative bodies do open the day with some kind of prayer, and both houses of Congress do as well. At the Supreme Court, I guess the marshal calls each session to order with the words "God save the United States and this honorable court." Of course, the split was among the 4 Democratic appointees and the Republican appointees. You know, it's interesting. You know, I'm Jewish and I love hearing the prayers. I have absolutely no issues with it at all because I believe all prayers are beautiful. Whether it's a Catholic prayer, a Mormon prayer, a Jewish prayer, it's they're all beautiful to me. So I love bringing God into it. I understand if you're atheist, you may not want God into and brought in, and I get that, you know, and I see how the argument, well, things would just be easier if we just don't have any prayers. But, you know, this nation was founded under God. And so, you know, America is a religious country. It is. I mean, we were found on those principles. I'm a little nervous. You know, even though we're not all of the same religion, I am a little nervous about changing that, where we start to change our Pledge of Allegiance. It makes me nervous. Or we stop saying our Pledge of Allegiance. There's been talk about changing it or just not saying it and keeping it out of schools. And, you know, we're not even doing the Pledge of Allegiance with a lot of these legislative bodies. You know, we're bringing up the Lord's name. But again, that's what America was founded on. You know, Israel, it's a Jewish state. Yes, we have Christians and Mormons and Muslim, and hopefully everybody's living in harmony like we hope. But those are, you know, states. You have the Grecian state. You have Spain. You have Finland. And so these countries, you know, just because America is a melting pot, does that mean it does, it has to give up? It can't continue its original roots that it was founded on. You see what I mean? You know, it's one of those things where, yes, I understand about being progressive, you know, but it's in our Constitution. How much more do we change? Okay. You know, 1-877 Doc Dolly. You know, one thing that I really, really love about the royal family in England is that it still exists. I think it's really, 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 really cool that there is still a Queen of England, and you have a prince, and then you got the baby prince, and then you got Harry running around Vegas naked. I mean, that to me is cool stuff. Okay, I love the idea that there is still some old school. Okay, I want countries to be different. I love the fact that England is different than America. I just think that makes it cool and it makes us cool. But if we all do the same thing because we all have to believe the same and we all have to say the same and do the same, etc., you know, yes, it may make travel a little easier. All right, but I like the idea that when you go to Spain, they speak Spanish. Yeah, it helps to speak English, but I think it's cool. Do we abolish certain languages and just have everybody on the same language? You know, I don't know. I don't know. So I just love ethnicity. I really, really do. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. This was very, very interesting. According to MedPage Today, they've injected old mice with blood from younger mice, and it improved their cognitive abilities as well as promoted new nerve growth. This is pretty cool. So can you reverse aging by injecting young blood? This is some really cool stuff. Okay, so apparently researchers found that there was new neuron growth in the older mice spinal cords. So there may be some sort of a regenerative process that blood allows. two other studies by a different research group published online in Science to coincide with this blood transfusion study. It appeared in Nature Medicine suggests that it could be this mysterious factor called GDF11, which was found to rejuvenate cardiac function in aged mice. These findings build upon earlier experiments, and it involves heterochromic parabiosis, parabiosis, which I guess connects the vascular systems of young and old. Heterochronic, meaning different time, right? Chronic is age, so to speak, so hetero, different age, different time. Parabiosis, where you have two biosystems aligned. It connects the vascular systems of young and old mice so that young animals' blood circulates through the older animals, and it did demonstrate a systemic rejuvenation effect. Now, is it the GDF11? I don't know. I don't care. That just sounds cool. In another study, they found that when they injected this GDF11, it increased skeletal muscle growth and, again, formed new nerves, all right? But it didn't really test cognition, you know, thinking, okay, and mind function. You know, they did find endurance in other body parts. So, you know, if we do, shall we say, if we do feel that injecting younger blood into someone's older system helps cognition, this could be a pretty damn cool treatment for dementia. This could be really cool. Now, I don't know if this could affect, you know, Alzheimer's, etc. I mean, but if it does help regrow new nerves, oh, it's just really, really cool. Yeah, there's some, I guess, you know, there's there's a whole variety of different biochemical factors and hippocampal anatomy and things like that they're relating this to. I don't want to kind of go into it because it's kind of dry. They even talk about Krebs phosphorylation. I don't really want to start talking about Krebs phosphorylation. But hippocampus is what seems to start to shrink with aging. And so they found that these studies using the parts of the hippocampus, the neurons of that, indicated some potentiation by the exposure to the young blood. So that's pretty, pretty cool. Hence why you need grandkids and you need great-grandkids so that you could use their blood. But, you know, something like that to me is really, really cool. I love the idea of every few months going in for an injection. Now, why would it be every few months? Well, remember, the blood can only live 120 days. So blood can only live 3-4 months. Okay, that's their lifespan. So, you know, if you did go through this, it wouldn't be a one-time thing. This would have to be something you would probably be going for a monthly or, a couple months at a time just because of the blood having to live. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
Take me down to the little white church. Take me down to the little white church.
Harvest Right is the world's first in-home freeze dryer. Freeze dry your own fruits, vegetables, meats, and full meals. With Harvest Right, you can prepare foods that last 25 years, preserving its freshness, nutrition, color, and taste. All your food can be freeze dried. So don't throw away your leftovers. Freeze dry them with this incredible in-home money-saving freeze dryer. Go to HarvestRight.com to see how the Harvest Right freeze dryer works. That's HarvestRight.com.
Tired of taking handfuls of vitamin pills? Look and feel super with a great-tasting liquid vitamin and mineral supplement called Passion 4 Life. This incredible 1-ounce daily drink can lead to better stamina and energy due to faster, more complete absorption. Passion 4 Life contains 135 all-natural whole food ingredients. It's the best-tasting, most powerful product of its kind on the market. Order now by calling 844-TRY-LIFE or find out much more about Passion for Life by visiting 844-TRY-LIFE.com. 844-TRY-LIFE.com.
It's hard to imagine when things are going reasonably well just how quickly things can change. But what would it take? Economic collapse? Massive crop failure? Chemical or biological attack? So many situations could find you in the grocery looking to pick up food for your family only to find that the shelves are empty. There's nothing. Don't let that happen. Act today to make sure that if it ever comes to that, you and your family will be provided for. Visit freezedryguy.com to look at the wide variety of survival foods available. Freeze-dried foods from the Freeze Dry Guy store longer, rehydrate faster, are nutritionally superior to, and taste better than any other long-term storage food available. Visit freezedryguy.com or call toll-free 866-404-3663. FreezeDryGuy.com.